Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever it might be that you're listening to this. Another beautiful summer day, another chance to go out in the sweat. Hope you enjoy the weather, and I don't want to hear any complaints next winter about the cold either, okay? Because you complain about the hot, you complain about the cold. It's hard to tell where we really lie. I'm going to read to you today from the Gospel of John, and it's getting close to Jesus' crucifixion, and he's having a supper at the Passover with his disciples, and he does this foot-washing thing, and here's that story. Hear now the words of our blessed Savior as they're given to us in the Gospel of John. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil, having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself. And after that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet? And Jesus answered and said to him, What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this. And Peter said to him, You shall never wash my feet. And Jesus answered him, If I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. And Jesus said to him, He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you, for he knew who would betray him. Therefore he said, You are not all clean. So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said to them, Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly I say to you, a servant is not greater than their master, nor is he who is sent greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Amen. Well, Jesus leads by example. He's always talking about humility and not becoming a general, but becoming not a leader, but a part of the group. He doesn't want the stuff that goes on when we have a leader. Look at Peter said to him, No, Lord, don't wash my feet. It's below you. It's not what you should do. You're the leader. We do that with our politicians. We do that with our TV stars. We do that with so many things. We put them above us because they've got some great ability or we perceive they have, or that they're special. Well, all of God's creation are special. And that's what Jesus is trying to say here. We're not any better than that homeless person in downtown Oshawa. We're all part of God's creation and all created equally. Now, we don't live equally. And sometimes we lord it over others. Sometimes we say, no, we can't do that. It's not good. I can't afford to do that. I can't give. I can't do this and I can't do that. And why? Why should I do that for those people? Why? Because that's what Christ came to teach us to do, to reach out and take care of others, and by our example, to bring them to him. And there's no one that's any more important than the next one. Just because I can stand up on a Sunday morning and preach and talk about the gospel, I'm no better than that person on the street, that outcast. I'm just another part of society that needs to be Christian, that needs to know Jesus, that needs to know what's going on in the world is not beyond our control. We seem to think that, well, you know, I'm a retired person. I can't change anything. I don't have any control over anything. We have control over everything by our actions. And our actions are this simple: to love one another. And that's all Jesus is saying. He knew that Judas was going to turn him in, but did he wash Judas' feet? Yes, he did. Why? Because he treats everybody the same. He didn't lift his disciples up to another level above everybody else in the world. He simply said, you're part of the world. You're no better than anybody else, but you're called to lead by example, not by authority. Lead by example. And that's what we're called to do, to lead by example. Maybe we should just go downtown and wash feet. Oh, I can see you cringing from here, okay? But this is what it's about. This is what Jesus came to tell us. We're all equal. And we need to start acting like we're all equal. We need to start understanding that it's wrong to run down others. We may have disagreements, and we're allowed to have disagreements, and we may need to say, no, I don't believe in that, and I don't believe that that's the case. We have the right to do that. What we don't have the right to do is to exclude someone. It's okay to disagree. It's okay to talk about Jesus and to talk about our Christian life and to talk about what it means to follow Christ. But we're not allowed to exclude people. We're not allowed to say no. I mean, there are some real characters out there. Some of them are even politicians. Some of them we rant and rave about every day. But does that change anything? No. Now, if we love that person and sent them nice notes, or we did, you know, didn't sit down and run them all down all the time, maybe life would be a bit better. I don't know, because I can get caught up in that trap too. We all can. There's outrageous statements coming. The world is being divided into them and us. The world is being divided into subdivision against subdivision, the people against people. I don't know anymore what's going on. It's a hateful world. And we're living in it. And we're not necessarily changing it by complying with it. We need to show that the love of Christ is for all. Christ didn't say, Judas, get the heck out of here and do your duty. He did tell him later on during that meal, but not then. So, do we have the right to say, well, I don't like those Muslims. Oh, they're pretty terrible. Look at what they're doing. Look at Iran. Well, look at Iran. Look at Muslims. I may not agree theologically with everything they agree. I may have a different perception of life than they do, but God created them. My duty is to simply stand before them as a Christian and stand by my faith. And not be afraid to say, well, I understand where you're coming from, but here's where I'm coming from. And most of the Muslims I've been blessed to know are very understanding, very loving, very caring, very wonderful people. No different than me or you. We believe in different things. And that's what Jesus came to fix. He came to show us that the best thing that could happen to us is if we could all start drinking out of the same cup. We're not going to get there. But in the meantime, we can make the journey so much better for us and for them by remembering we're called to share the love of Christ and not hate. Let us pray. Oh, gracious and loving Father, we thank you. We thank you for each new day of life and the blessings that come from it. Lord, open our eyes and our heart to see that the world is so messed up and that we can make a big difference by reaching out with the love of your Son. Help us to be a foot washer. Help us to be someone who stops running down other people and other things. Help us to not necessarily accept those, but to speak out in love. In all this we ask in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. The same Jesus who, when he prayed, taught us to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.